Hello, Australia, and welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap with your host, Paige Estrittori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. It's Wednesday, June 19th, 2024. We have a series of key stories today that you need to know. To kick things off, let's talk economics. The Reserve Bank of Australia has decided to keep the cash rate steady at 4.35%. Inflation worries persist, yet Governor Michelle Bullock reported a slight decrease thanks to reduced household spending. However, the demand remains, pushing prices higher. There's a cautious forecast with core inflation recording a 4.1% increase, inching towards the 2-3% target by mid-2025. Wages growth is still exceeding productivity rates, even as labor conditions ease. While consumption remains stable, the future is clouded by looming uncertainties like the impact of energy rebates and service inflation. Insight Investment's Harvey Bradley sees the RBA's careful posture as a reflection of diverse economic signals, suggesting there won't be any interest cuts until clearer trends appear. In retirement news, a recent study by Vanguard Australia reveals a growing concern among Australians about outliving their retirement savings, a phenomenon known as FORO. It appears that 4 in 5 Australians perceive there's a high risk of exhausting retirement funds. This worry is heightened by the fact that many Australians expect to have ongoing mortgage debt into retirement. Daniel Shrimsky, Vanguard's managing director, highlighted the critical need for extensive retirement plans, emphasizing the value of useful financial advice and effective long-term strategies, given the increasing living expenses. On insurance matters, the Victorian Managed Insurance Authority stirred the pot as they announced significant hikes in builders' warranty insurance premiums. Settling over 4,000 claims since last July and grappling with builder insolvencies, inflation, and skilled worker shortages, new constructions will see a rise in premiums by 65% and renovations and pools by 20%. This move has incited an affordability debate, as the cost will likely trickle down to the customers. Lastly, but crucially, mental health in the workplace demands attention, as insurance company Allianz reports a steep rise in claims, a 47.5% increase in psychological claims to be precise, due largely to workplace-related stress such as harassment, bullying, and burnout. Julie Mitchell from Allianz underlines the urgent need for effective mental health policies at work to tackle what has not just become a growing concern, but a workplace epidemic. And that's it for today's wrap. This has been Paige Estrittori bringing you the Daily Lowdown. Don't forget to check out our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more in-depth analysis on these stories. Let's keep the conversation going. Thanks for tuning in, Australia.